What is up, everybody? Welcome to Luke's Lounge, where we talk a lot about health, fitness, life, and how you can get the most out of it. Please don't forget to share, subscribe, comment on what you want to hear, or if you just like what you hear. Let's get into it. What is up, everybody? Welcome to Thursday. Is that Thursday? Thursday-ish. We'll go Thursday-ish. For those of you that are new to the group, my name is Luke. I'm one of the owners here at Anatomy Fitness, and the purpose of this group is to give you as much free content, as much free advice as we can, because we know not everyone can make it in. We know not everyone can afford to see us in person. So we want to still help you out because that's who we are. So feel free to add your friends, add anyone you want to this group. As we just want to build a community of healthy living people. And then also for those of you that do want the extra help, we have a few spots left for a 42-day challenge. This could be in person. It could also be online. So if you're watching this from wherever, Fontucky, you could join as well. All right. So today I want to talk about carbs. Main reason is because I've been working with my own coach for the last 10 weeks, and he keeps giving me more carbs, which I personally love. But I know there's a lot of people out there that are scared of carbs. And I'm just kind of one main things I want to talk about is why you shouldn't be scared of them, why you should eat them, and then also how much to eat. Because that's also a big thing for a lot of people is they're scared of eating too many carbs, which is also not something you need to worry about. So the biggest mistakes that I see all the time is someone will start a brand new nutrition plan, and the first thing they do is eliminate their carbs or eat as few carbs as possible, only because that's what society has told them works or that's what you need to do, which is just not the case. So I'm gonna back up a bit. So the reason why a lot of people are worried about carbs is, as you know, society, government, all this stuff, they notice a trend in America, one of the most overweight nations, not one of the most overweight nations in the world. And as they saw this trend of people that kept gaining weight, they had to blame something, right? They couldn't just say, this is happening for whatever reason. What up, Yoli? So the first thing they did is they blamed fat. They said, eating fat makes you fat. Makes sense, right? Only to realize that once they put that out there and once people started following it and everything in the store now said fat-free, low-fat, whatever it may be, the trend after, people got even fatter. There was more overweight people after people stopped eating fat than there were when people were eating fat. And then they're like, well, that didn't work. Let's blame carbs. All right, so what do you see? You see the Atkins diet, you see all these diets, you see all these plans that have zero carbs in them. And then what do you see in the grocery stores? You see low carb, no carb, whatever it is, whatever it may be. And what happened was people still kept gaining weight. The nation kept becoming more overweight even when people stopped eating carbs. So now they're starting to kind of figure it out where it's more about balanced eating. Make sure you have your protein, your carbs, your fat, because those are all macronutrients and they're all extremely important for the human body. So what do carbs do? They give you energy. They help synthesize things in your body. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but just know they are good for you. I'm not going to go too technical because honestly, you guys probably don't even care. You just want results. So back to my first story, the biggest mistake that I constantly see all the time is someone starts a brand new nutrition plan. Let's say they have 200 pounds to lose and they start by eating no carbs or very few carbs. So what happens is they lose their first 100 pounds and then they plateau, they stop, they can't lose anymore. And the reason is because they're not eating enough carbs. Their body is so depleted of nutrients that they have to eat carbs to keep losing weight. But now that they've lost 100 pounds of not eating carbs, it is so hard psychologically, making up words now, so hard for their psyche to say, I need to eat carbs because they just lost 100 pounds without eating carbs. So now if they eat carbs, they're scared they're going to gain that weight back, which is the biggest mistake. And yes, that was extreme. That was someone who needed to lose 200 pounds, but we see this all the time. Someone who needs to lose 40 pounds, they lose the first 15 by not eating carbs, but then they hit a plateau again because they cannot get past their mind to eat more carbs. So I'll kind of explain kind of my last 10 weeks. So the last 10 weeks, I've lost 12 pounds. If you go to my Instagram or whatever, I kind of posted a picture today. I was actually really happy with my results. So after this, I'll tell you kind of how much carbs you need to eat for your body. So when I first started my plan, my coach gave me 220 carbs to eat. And so I did that consistently for a week. And what happened was I lost 3 pounds the first week. 1 second. Excuse me for that. So he gave me 220 carbs to eat. What up, Layla? What up, Connie? And what happened was I lost 3 pounds. So he kept everything the same. I was eating 175 grams of protein, 220 carbs. I believe at this time it was about 75 grams of fat. And then he said, all right, we're going to keep the protein and the fat the same. Let's give you more carbs. So I went from 220 carbs to 250 carbs. I kept everything the same. I lost 2 more pounds that week by raising my carbs. He said, okay, you're still losing weight. So his goal for me was to find out where I plateau. How many calories can I eat to not lose weight? Because once you find that out, then you could make a lot of different changes. But this is like past the weight loss part. So I ate 250 carbs, still lost weight. He said, all right, let's keep raising it. So he brought me to 270 carbs. Ate that consistently for a few weeks, still lost weight. So this brings me to this month, or not even this month, this week. I gave him my paper. I was losing weight. He said, all right. He raised my calories to 2,500 calories. I'm still at 175 grams of protein. I'm at, now I believe I'm at 65 grams of fat, but he raised my carbs to 300. So every single day I'm eating 300 carbs. Now get this, your mind's about to be blown because my wife, she's amazing. And the extent of her cooking is usually heating stuff up. So she likes to heat up this lasagna. That's absolutely amazing. So I knew it was going to, I was going to eat that later today. So I saved room for that. I kind of entered it into my app and did all this stuff before. So the meal that I had last night was 980 calories. It had, I believe it was 120 carbs. But the main thing is what I'm trying to get to is at the end of the day, I hit my 300 carbs, I hit my 175 grams of protein, I hit my 65 grams of fat, and I lost another pound overnight. Which leads me, hopefully, this concludes in your mind that carbs are not bad. Like, you cannot say carbs are bad and in the same sentence say we should be eating fruit to be healthy, because fruit are carbs. Vegetables are carbs. It's not even in the beginning of your journey. It's not even about the type of carbs you eat. You could eat bad carbs. I eat cereal. I eat tons of lasagna. I eat bread. I had 2 bagels this morning. I have a bagel every single morning with cream cheese. It's just knowing how much you're eating and the purpose behind eating it. So it all sounds great, Luke. We're so happy for you that you lost 12 pounds and you could eat 300 carbs and lose weight, right? So how much do you need? And that's the main thing. So if you are an Anatomy member, you could get on our InBody machine. Bring it to me. I could break it down for you more specifically. Or if you're not an Anatomy member, you could get on an InBody machine, something that gets your body fat percentage. Once you get your body fat percentage, you know how much lean muscle mass you have. That lean muscle mass is your protein number. So for me, I have about 170 pounds of muscle. That's why I was eating 175 grams of protein every single day. You don't need any more than that to keep your muscle mass, only if you're trying to get like a big bodybuilder. And it looks like we had some technical difficulties. On the next episode, I will break down exactly how many carbs you should be eating. Have a wonderful day. Peace.